more. No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from the beautiful campus of Manhattanville College, most specifically Reed Castle, for what is the inaugural International Day of the Girl. And we're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, Reverso Associates, serving public and private construction industry for over 30 years, J.P. McHale Past Management, and Michael Labriola. So being that this is the inaugural Day of the International Day of the Girl, it's actually being modeled after what was started by the UN, the International Day of the Girl Child, in 2012. It's now Westchester's turn to be involved. And so a lot of this is taking place today to the tune of 450 girls from area schools in Westchester County. Dr. Damia Harris-Madden, she's the Executive Director of the Youth Bureau for Westchester County. She has helped make this whole thing happen, and so we're very grateful to have her here today. Dr. Damia, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, and we really appreciate the support of Westchester Talk Radio in covering this monumental event. We see it as just really outstanding because it just came as a vision to me, actually, and I worked with my staff and convened a number of youth-serving organizations that focus on girls' issues, and they were happy to join, and that included Manhattanville.
And so it included Manhattanville, also the Girl Scouts of Hudson, is it Hudson County? Or there are so many that helped to go into planning this. One Love, Greater Hudson Valley Chapter, Lynx. There's a huge list here, but so I know that you thank all of them for being part of it. But what was your initial reasoning for wanting to do this, besides the fact it sounds like a great idea? But what inspired you, and what are you hoping that the girls get out of today's interactive workshops and speeches and so much more that they're experiencing?
Well, you know, my background prior to coming to work for the county executive, the Westchester County Youth Bureau, in fact, falls under his division, his office. And our responsibility is to offer opportunities that uplift all young people, including our young women. And my background has been in fund development for many years, but also I ran the Youth Bureau in Mount Vernon, where I often hosted girls' conferences. So this was an amazing opportunity for me to scale up all of those ideas that I had with the aim of really developing programming that will help young people reach their full potential. In light of the number of incidents that we're experiencing now in Westchester and also throughout the nation and in the country concerning bias, hate, we thought it necessary to really bring our young people together, talk about the issues that are germane to their lives, but also to encourage our young people to step out of that box and really pursue their passions, become activists, become civically engaged, but also learn how to navigate through this really challenging time of adolescence. We, through the Youth Bureau and its system, actually focus on positive youth development, which is the building of assets. And so in providing programming today that touches on a number of topics, we have Microsoft here with coding, we have One Love dealing with healthy relationships, we have the Girls Inc., Girl Scouts, as you mentioned earlier, this plethora of resources that are right here in Westchester County that we wanted to expose our young girls to. Really, the whole idea is to get these girls motivated and inspired to be innovative. If they want to become entrepreneurs, if they want to enter the STEAM or STEM fields, they may be like yourself, a radio host next. We just want them to unleash their potential and become, what they want to become.
I love that the thrust today is really a holistic approach, right? It's not just educational, intellectual. It really encompasses the whole person for personal development. So that's why I love you have things in there about healthy relationships, loving oneself even, and then on to science and technology, the arts. I mean, there's just so many. I already spoke with four of the young women here, and I was really encouraged by their, first of all, their poise, poise, their ability to stand up and want to express themselves in a really cogent and incredible way about what their future goals are. And they already in 9th grade and 11th grade have incredible ideas about themselves. I think that's so important. And to have you, it's almost a celebration here in addition to being a sort of a learning situation. I mean, I was in the chapel before when you were speaking, and then the fantastic band played that great song, I'm Every Woman, Chaka Khan, you know, Whitney Houston. It's like, wow, if that didn't get you off
Girl
your feet.
Girl on Fire. Alicia Keys.
Yeah, so, you know, there's a real full spectrum, I think, of the individual girl and empowerment from within and without as well. And you've just really done that, touching on these great workshops that they're able to do. Tell us about a couple other of the initiatives, the workshops that are going to be happening this afternoon.
Sure. But before I do that, I just wanted to speak to the performances that you mentioned, and I'm glad you enjoyed them because, you know, they're from different generations. As you mentioned, Chaka Khan was about 3 generations ago, down to Alicia Keys, which is more recent. And the idea is to really drown out the noise of inequalities, of self-doubt, anxiety, disenfranchisement, discouragement, and fill in oneself with resilience and courage, mm-hmm. and innovation and positivity, and to love themselves. I mean, we really see in the, you know, age of social media what has happened to our young people in terms of their perceptions of themselves, and mm-hmm. we want to make sure that they are emboldened to really believe that they can achieve what they need to believe and believe that they're beautiful no matter where they come from, what religion they are, where they are in life, if they're a great student, not so great student, you know. So our workshops are really created to offer something for everyone.
Yes.
So not everyone is going to take the coding course, right?
Right.
But someone else may want to step into the fake media section because
yeah.
they want to hear about how to distinguish between what's fact and reality and what's not so true, and how, you know, that connects with the way we treat each other and how we build our perspectives of one another. It ties into bullying prevention and
yes.
a number of things. In addition to that, some of the workshops that we will offer is about preparing for success and to become self-sufficient. So we have Latino U, who's focusing on college access and how to get there, how to write essays. Women's Leadership Institute is focusing on networking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but when I was in high school, no one gave me networking 101.
No.
I had to learn that.
No.
Learn that later.
Yes. These are really empowerment opportunities for these young women to experience something that maybe we would have thought years ago, oh, that's for people that are more in college and they have to start gearing up for life. You're starting this with them at a young age, you know, having 9th graders here even. And I think that makes such a difference. You know, if they're starting to already think about that empowerment, self-love, respect for others, and then all of the topics that you talked about before, you started early, then it's easier, you know, to implement. By the time they do get out into the workforce, they're a different kind of person because they've had these experiences. Do you hope that this is, you say it's the inaugural, so I'm thinking that you're thinking this is going to be an annual event that could only grow, I would imagine, and become more amazing, more robust. How was it that you chose the schools that came today? Are there girls represented from all the schools in Westchester, or what was the criteria?
Actually, it was self-selection. We started marketing pretty late, actually, in September, although the planning committee had started its work early on. We could not get to the schools until September, and so I thank the superintendents who did send their students because they immediately heard about it and jumped on board. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, we focused really on all Westchester County schools. We're fortunate to have 20 or maybe 22. Some came in today, although we said closed registration. So we started with a small target of 250. Obviously, resources are limited. And
mm-hmm.
now we're at 450. So
You're going to have to move to Yankee Stadium next year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have, you know, we started out with the goal of using a county facility since this was a county initiative. Right. However, it wasn't available, but we've already, you know, started to make inroads in terms of where we're going to go next, because we really want this to be larger than life. And we know that once the word gets out, just based on the girls' responses, they are enjoying themselves and they're learning. Mm-hmm. And so we imagine that all the schools will participate next time.
That's fantastic. Once again, my guest is Dr. Damia Harris Madden, Executive Director of the Youth Bureau of Westchester County, and really the woman who spearheaded this entire event today, which is really just inspiring, is only one of the words that I would say that it covers. Congratulations.
Thank
on pulling
you.
This off in a month. Oh, my goodness. Do you mean September last year or this year?
September this year is when we market it.
Well, you are nothing short of a miracle worker then. And so congratulations. And thank you for allowing us to be here. It truly is an honor.
Thank you so much.
And once again, here from the inaugural International Day of the Girl for Westchester County, as they partner with the Youth Bureau and so many wonderful companies and organizations and nonprofits to really bring out the best of women at a young age. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Pasquale, ristorante. Pasquale, ristorante.
Pasquale Ristorante is the perfect dining experience. Your favorite Italian comfort food, plus the comforts of home away from home. Pasquale Ristorante has been treating you like family for nearly 20 years. And if you need catering, Pasquale will take care of it. Pasquale Ristorante, bringing family, friends, and food together.
Pasquale Ristorante treats you just like family.
Pasquale Ristorante, 2 Putnam Avenue in Port Chester.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from the beautiful Reed Castle on the campus of Manhattanville College for what is the inaugural Westchester County's International Day of the Girl. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard, White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that Service built, and Accorda Therapeutics, life, science. So as I said, the inaugural International Day of the Girl, it all stemmed from when the United Nations decided to have what was the International Day of the Girl Child. That's what they called it back in 2012. And so now Westchester is jumping on board for this really exciting and dynamic. I know you may not all be able to see us, but if you hear us, there's literally hundreds and hundreds of girls that have come here today, all on school buses from various schools within Westchester County, and they're all here having breakfast at the moment, but getting ready for a beautiful interactive day of exciting events. There's bands, and there's lectures, and there's speaking, and all sorts of different things that are just really celebrating what it is to be a girl, a woman, and then also with different ways in life. And today's actual topic is on taking charge of your future. My very first guest this morning, both, interestingly enough, have the same name, first name, and the same initial for their last name, Amanda Collins and Amanda Costas. Welcome to the show. Thanks so much for joining us today. Hi, Amanda. Amanda Collins.
Hi, thank you.
So tell me, what grade are you in?
I'm in ninth grade. I'm a freshman.
You're a freshman, and what is your school?
North Salem Middle School High School.
North Salem. So this is the first time, right, for you guys to do something kind of like this?
Yeah, it's definitely the first time. We're really excited.
What are you excited about today? What were you kind of told to be expecting today?
We were told we were going to learn about the importance of being a girl and knowing what you can do with your future and who you can be. and just talking about public speaking and loving people, loving yourselves, loving others. And I'm just really excited to learn about all of that.
That's fantastic. And careers and all sorts of things. So Amanda Costas, thanks for joining us also. So you're also a ninth grader?
Yes.
Okay. Same school, Salem Middle High School. Okay. So what were you looking forward to today?
I'm looking forward to learning different things for empowerment, for being a woman, and how to like stick up for yourself with public speaking and just different things that you could learn.
I think that's great. Tell me, if you could kind of have a little a time machine into the future, or I had a magic wand right now. I said you could have, you know, your three wishes of what you would like to do when you grow up. Any ideas yet?
I'm not fully sure of what I want to be when I grow up or what careers I want to go in, but I have a feeling that many of the workshops that we will be doing today will help me go on different guidelines to figuring this out.
That's good. In general in life, what do you enjoy? What are your favorite subjects?
I love history with social studies and American history.
That's wonderful. I'm glad they're still teaching that in the schools. We definitely need it. Beautiful. And Amanda Collins, what if you had a magic wand, what would you be kind of looking into the future and hoping to maybe accomplish? Do you have any ideas yet?
I kind of want to be a lawyer. I like law. I like justice. I like standing up for myself and for others. And you know, it'd be a really good job to go into, especially because there's a lot of talking, and that's especially what I'm good at, English. And so studies, and it's my favorite. So
really? Okay. I think that's amazing. I mean, you know, it took me a long time to figure out what I wanted to do, but I think, like, the way opportunities like what you're having today gives you a chance to start really thinking about that. And so they're doing that earlier with young women now, and I just think it's wonderful. Well, whether you become a lawyer, and it sounds like you are very clear about that, or whatever you do also, Amanda. And Amanda, I know just from what you're going to experience here today, it's going to help you get on that path. And I can tell both already you're both going to have beautiful futures. Thank you so much for
joining me today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for starting us off on the International Day of the Girl here for Westchester County. So many partners making this possible, and we'll get through them later. But really, they have an entire day full right now, so I'm going to let them go. But it's really great to be here at Manhattanville College, which used to be all women. And really, it's a very exciting day. You can just feel the electricity in the air. All these young women really excited to pursuing just the things that mean something to them and empower them. I'm excited to be here. Laura Smith for the International Day of the Girl in Westchester.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at michaellabriolainc.com.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from the Manhattanville Reed College, beautiful Reed Castle, I should say, Manhattanville College, for what is the inaugural Westchester's International Day of the Girl. They're participating in this, even though the UN has kind of instated this special day that dedicated to the life of the girl and the empowerment of the girl. And that's what they call it, the Day of the Girl. They started it in 2000. 2012. Well, we're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lipolis Electric, Electrical Contractor, Genesis Exhibits, Trade Show Displays, Wardburg Home Health Care and Rehabilitative Care, Facelifts Remodeling featuring Fine Panes of Europe, and the White Plains YMCA, Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility. Well, I would say that a lot of what is happening today is going to be that. Youth development, empowerment, female empowerment, specifically for the girls. And today there are literally hundreds of them here from schools all over Westchester getting ready to participate in what is going to be a truly interactive day of hearing speeches, speaking, hearing bands are going to be playing, and there's the League of Women Voters is here, and there's all sorts of, well, they're having breakfast as well. So there's just everything going about. It's all about self-empowerment and the development of the girl. So I have two new students with me right at the moment. One is Jane Massett, and the other one is Eleni. That's a lot. That's a mouthful. Eleni Parpunas. Okay. Yeah. Now, they both come from Walter Panis in Cortland Manor High School. You guys are freshmen?
No, we're juniors.
You're juniors. Sorry about that. The girls I had before were freshmen, so I'm thinking everybody's a freshman. So you're juniors.
Yes.
So you're really in a, this is a kind of a trademark turnaround year, right? This is kind of where you guys take your SATs and get all that. It's kind of hard probably to sit and think about, you know, what do I want to be when I grow up and do it when you're just stressed out and busy with your day at school and stuff. But this is a nice time for you guys to really think about yourself. What were you hoping to kind of experience today and get out of it? What did your school tell you to prepare for?
Well, we weren't told much, but being that it is a girl event on International Day of the Girl, I was expecting just some inspirational speakers. I feel like I wasn't expecting it to be as big as it is, but I'm very excited to see how it's going to turn out.
It is exciting. But being that you are junior, so you're getting ready to graduate, you'll be looking at colleges pretty soon. Any ideas on what you'd like to do, Jane, when you embark into your college career and beyond?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I want to be a teacher.
Okay.
Yes.
And what would you like to teach? Like grade school, high school?
Early childhood, yeah.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. That's what the world needs, getting girls started off on the right foot. And how about you, Eleni?
I'm really interested in social change. One day I hope to work with the UN. Right now we are part of a Girl Up Club, and Girl Up is a by girls for girls nonprofit organization that works with UN, the United Nations Foundation directly.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're a satellite club, so that's why us girls are here from Panis today.
Oh, I see. So, and what kind of work do you do for girls? When you say Girl Up, tell us some of the ways in which that happens.
So Girl Up, it's an organization run by girls, and all the money that we raise goes directly to girls in third world countries like Moala, Ghana, Ethiopia, many different places. And throughout the year, they have many events. And since we are a Girl Up club, we do that but localized. So for our community in our high school, we'll host different events and fundraise for girls in third world countries.
That is absolutely amazing. There's nothing to give you a perspective on your own life than when you really get look and see what's going on with girls around the world. But it's so important. But at the end of the day, we're all girls. So we all want the same, and we all want to feel good about ourselves and feel strong. So, Jane, you're going to possibly go into teaching. That's going to be like 3-4 years of, or no, 4 years of college, right? Unless you get your master's. You have to have your master's these days in order to become a teacher. I don't know anymore.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, because you might be in school longer than you think, right? You think you're almost done, but you got another 7 years to go or something. But anyway, that's really beautiful. I hope you enjoy it. There's a band, I think, that's getting ready to play, and there's a lot of dignitaries here, too. George Latimer's here today, and Shelley Mayer, and lots of people. So it's going to be an exciting time. Thank you so much for joining me, and congratulations on this wonderful nonprofit that you do already. You're already making a change in the world.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. So exciting. Jane Massett and Eleni Parpunas from Walter Panis, Cortland Manor, the high school there, juniors, and already making a difference in the lives of other girls and themselves. It's really very inspirational. I'm very touched by that. So today, for the International Day of the Girl at Manhattanville College, I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the beautiful Reed Castle on Manhattanville's campus here, Manhattanville College in Purchase, New York. We are here for the inaugural International Day of the Girl. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Reverso Associates, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Michael Labriola. I have two guests right now that really represent what we're here in all about today, the inaugural International Day of the Girl, which started at the UN in 2012, but this is Westchester's first time of launching what is their version of that, and it's so exciting. 450 beautiful students from all over Westchester County today are here representing some of their high schools, and so I'm grateful to have along with me right now two, and Keji Brown, Christina Brown, happen to be, well, not only sisters, but twins. Great to have you here, girls. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, you both are wearing these beautiful purple sweatshirts with the letters PLP emblazoned on them. Why don't you let us know exactly what that's about? Which one of you would like to tell us? Christina?
Yes. So PLP stands for Prestigious Ladies of Power, which is an all-girls mentorship program that we run at our Ossining High School.
Wonderful. And so who is mentoring the girls? Are you mentoring each other, or do you have mentors that come in?
Our founder, which is Ms. McFarlane, she's also a counselor at the school. We also help. My name is Christina, and my sister Kejiana, we're the co-presidents, and we also have other leaders under us.
That's amazing. Did you both start this together? Was this your idea, or did it already exist in the school?
When we first came into the high school as freshmen, it was already a club that was put together. So we decided together to join the club and experience this together.
That's wonderful. And what would you say is the sort of the premise or the overall philosophy? I mean, it kind of says in what you said, prestigious ladies of power. Obviously, empowerment is one of them. But what is the vision for the group?
We're growing together to learn etiquette and to learn how to grow up as young women, especially of color. And also, we also support each other academically as well.
That's wonderful. Because, you know, every side of it is important. The personal part, the intellectual part, the academic part, the artistic side. It all helps to make one whole woman. And that's what this today is all about, because there's all different programs going on in there. Everything from STEM and STEAM to the arts, and also there was a band in there. There's just and a lot of like healthy relationships. It really covers the whole girl. So what grade are you both in?
We both are seniors.
Wow. So you're on your way.
Yes.
Have you decided whether you will go to college or not? And if so, what are you thinking of in terms of what you would like to do in your future?
Yes, I've put a lot of thought into going to college. I actually want to major in business so I can own my own business. When I get older, I want to be a cosmetologist.
Oh.
So I want to have my own salon and be in charge of everything.
That is beautiful. And that was Keji, by the way. We're going to go next to Christina. How about you? What are your thoughts? And are you thinking of going to school or just starting life in business? What are you thinking?
I do plan on going to school. From a little girl, I've always wanted to be a teacher, so I plan to go in the education field.
That's wonderful. As you see, this gives me hope for the future, for the planet, when these young, articulate, motivated, and inspiring young girls, we know they're going to change the world. And it just, it really gives me great comfort. Are you enjoying the day today, girls?
Yes.
Wonderful. Where are you off to next? What workshop? Do you get to choose the workshops you're taking today?
Yes, we do. We chose this morning. What workshop are we doing?
Respecting and love ourselves, yeah.
Beautiful. It all starts with that, right?
Yes.
You gotta love yourself before you can love the world. Well, I'm very grateful to meet you guys today. Kedgy Brown and Christina Brown, both sisters and seniors at Ossining High School and part of the prestigious Ladies of Power Club within this school. All the best to you and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes. Makes me feel very, very good about the way of the world and where it's going when you talk to people like this. Grateful to be here today. Beautiful Manhattanville College in the actual Reed Castle, which is just spectacular as well. And it's all about the girls today on International Day of the Girl, Westchester County's first ever event of its kind. And I'm happy to be here. Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio.
With a diverse population and close proximity to New York City, there's no better place to do business than Westchester County. And the Office of Economic Development is in business to help you do business in Westchester. From services and programs to help businesses just starting out or expanding, to incentives for businesses looking to remain in or relocate to Westchester, we help businesses thrive in Westchester. Find out what the Office of Economic Development can do for your business. Just click business.westchestergov.com to learn more.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith. We're broadcasting live from the Manhattanville College's Reed Castle for the International Day of the Girl, the inaugural event, actually, taking place today. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accorda Therapeutics. Well, as I said, you can probably hear in the background that we are joined today by 450 young women, girls from high school all over Westchester County from different schools today for what is the inaugural session of the International Day of the Girl, really celebrating and promoting everything for the development, healthy development and happiness of the girl and personal development in so many different aspects of life, in relationships, in academics, in future careers, and it's really a wonderful, wonderful day so far. And I'm grateful to be speaking with right now Tatiana Anderson and Daniela Myrtle. They're both from Woodlands High School, which is in Hartsdale, New York, and they're here to talk to us today. So good morning, ladies. Thank you for joining
us. Good morning.
Tell me, Daniela, you first. What grade are you in?
I'm in 12th grade.
You're in 12th grade. Mm-hmm. So you're getting ready to graduate this year.
Yep, last year.
Wow. And how does that feel?
It's very overwhelming because all these colleges and like it just time went by really quickly because I was just in kindergarten and now I'm a senior.
Yes, you were just in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. It does go quickly. What are you thinking of doing upon graduation? Are you going to college?
Yes, I am.
And where would you like to go? Do you know yet?
I have many options, and I haven't really made a decision yet, but I'm sure I'm going to college.
And what is it, what field of study are you interested in?
Occupational therapy.
Oh, that's a big one. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of years of education, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it something like an extra 3 years after the four-year bachelor's?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure 7 years it is.
7 years.
Yeah.
Well, but you know what? You will have a job from probably the moment you graduate for the rest of your life. It's a big, big field, and more and more occupational therapists are needed all the time. So that's exciting. Let's hand it to your friend Tatiana right now. Thank you so much. Tatiana, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Are you also a senior at Woodlands?
Yes, I am.
All right. And how do you feel about that?
Honestly, ever since I came to this school 2 years ago, I've just been looking forward to graduating. I was just so excited.
So excited.
Mm-hmm.
You're ready to start your life. Now, are you going to college as well?
Yes, I'm going to college.
And what would you like to study and become?
Well, right now I'm still determining where I want to go exactly, but I do know it's in a creative direction.
Okay.
So I've been looking into many art schools because I was looking into animation as a career.
Oh,
I'm taking a lot of like senior classes that gear towards more artistic academic field.
Sure. Yeah. Media too. Mm-hmm. Like maybe even what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
Broadcasting, right?
Yeah.
It's creative mm-hmm. and fun and technical. It's kind of both. So that's very exciting. But again, you're vetting which different schools that mm-hmm. you're thinking you'd like to go. Do you think you'll be staying here within Westchester or do you think you may leave?
Yeah, so I'm pretty much 100% sure I'm going to stay around Westchester.
Okay.
Like my dream school is SUNY Purchase, so we're going to really...
SUNY is such a great... We are so lucky to have that school here, truly, and amazing. And Daniela, I didn't ask you, where do you think you'd like to go to college? Do you think you're going to stay in Westchester or go beyond?
I'm definitely going to stay within the state of New York.
Okay.
But Westchester itself, I'm not really sure.
You're not 100% certain mm-hmm. yet. Let me just ask both of you. So far, with the different workshops and the different things that you've been experiencing today, what has meant something to you so far that you can think about or tell us about?
Do you want to answer that?
Can you repeat the question again?
Like the different workshops that you've done or the things that you've heard, like what inspired you today so far that you've participated in? What are some of the workshops maybe you did?
I think the panel was pretty interesting because they had different women of different backgrounds, different races, who came from different career types and all that,
mm-hmm.
who just came together and sat and had like a common goal of just uplifting girls. I found that inspirational because eventually when I'm accomplished and I make it big, I want to give back to females like me.
Yes, that's wonderful. So you're already seeing yourself doing something similar in the future with these panels. I think it was a great idea putting this together. The UN had the idea in 2012, but the wonderful Dr. Damia, she said, we need this here in Westchester. And you guys are the first ever. It's kind of historical and groundbreaking. Thank you so much for being here, Tatiana Anderson and Daniela Myrtle. What a pleasure. And all the best to both of you as you finish your high school years and head out into the big world.
Thanks.
It's been a real pleasure to be here today and talking with these inspiring young girls who really are just, to me, they're ahead of the game. They're already on their way to becoming such important members of the community on what is inaugural International Day of the Girl here in Westchester County. Really great to be here at Manhattanville College in Reed Castle. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others, too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.